RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo welcomed by Governor General of Australia and Australian Prime Minister during a state visit in Australia. President Joko Widodo meets 13 major Australian investors. House of Representatives of Indonesia hopes Hajj quota rise after Saudi Arabia King visit. Now the news in detail. Starting the official agenda of his state visit in Australia today, Sunday, February the 26th, President Joko Widodo, along with Lady Iriana Joko Widodo in Sydney, were officially welcomed by Governor General of Australia, Sir Peter Cosgrove, along with Lady Cosgrove. Earlier, President Joko Widodo, who arrived in Australia on Saturday, had met Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and held dinner accompanied by several ministers from both sides. On the occasion, Prime Minister Turnbull said that Australia and Indonesia have a strong relationship, especially in recent years. Australia also appreciates the solidarity and sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo thanked Prime Minister Turnbull on his warm welcome. According to him, the dinner they had together last night more or less already covered almost all of the issues that will be discussed today. President Joko Widodo had a business meeting on Saturday with 13 major Australian investors during his state visit to Australia. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi said in Sydney that during the meeting, the Australian business players expressed their confidence to expand businesses in Indonesia. According to the minister, some of the investors directly conveyed their expression of confidence in the business climate in Indonesia. Retno Marsudi stated that last year they conducted a survey and found that Indonesia was among the top 5 countries which won the trust of investors and was given priority for their business expansion. She added that it is very good if Indonesia is in the top 5 position of the Australian business players. In the meeting, the investors expressed their commitment to create business expansion in the coming years. Member of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the House of Representatives, Sukamta, hopes that Indonesia will receive more Hajj quotas after the visit of Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud in March this year. He hoped that the talk between the Indonesian government and the Saudi Arabian government can also lead to an agreement between the two governments. Discussion on Hajj quotas, Sukamta said, is one of the highlights during the visits of the King. King Salman is scheduled to be in Indonesia between March the 1st until 9th. He will be in Jakarta between March the 1st until the 3rd for diplomatic matters and will be in Bali until March the 9th. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The representatives of Indonesian Embassy to Malaysia met Siti Aisyah, an Indonesian woman suspected of murdering North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother Kim Jong-nam at Cyberjaya Police Office in Kuala Lumpur on Saturday. The government of Malaysia has provided consular access to the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. local time to meet Aisyah. The immigration officer of Indonesian Embassy to Malaysia visited the detention room to verify the personal data and the authenticity of Aisyah's fingerprint. Chairman of Indonesian Citizen Protection Task Force at the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, meanwhile, stated that Aisyah was in good health. He informed Aisyah that the embassy has appointed a lawyer and will assist her while undergoing the legal process. Deputy Chief of Mission of the Indonesian Embassy to Malaysia, Andriano Erwin, expressed gratitude to the government of Malaysia for providing consular access to meet Aisyah. The Indonesian government has realized that investment in the tourism industry is a means of stimulating growth over the long term and enabling the poor to share in the economic gains. Indonesia has huge potentials in the tourism sector that has yet to be optimally tapped. The country is blessed with serene natural beauty, unique and rich culture and local tradition, and one of the most mega biodiverse regions in the world. The government has set a target of 15 million foreign tourist arrival this year and 20 million by 2019. To achieve this goal, better infrastructure and facilities in the tourism industry are needed. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya and Chief of the Investment Coordinating Board Thomas Lembong delivered presentations on the country's tourism potentials before some 400 investors attending the 2017 Regional Investment Forum held in Nusa Dua, Bali, which is one of the world's most famous tourist resort island, on February the 23rd. According to the minister, the tourism sector is the most inexpensive and easiest means for the government to boost economic growth and foreign exchange as well as create jobs. He pointed out that in general, Indonesia's tourism sector grew by 10.3%, above the 5% growth recorded in the ASEAN and 4.4% in the world. Last item. Public Works and Housing Ministry is planning to build 30 new dams this year. All those dams are now at construction stage. Director General of Water Resources of the Public Water Resources of the Public Works and Public Housing Ministry, Imam Santoso, on Saturday, February the 25th, said that the designs of the dams are still waiting for the approval from the Indonesian National Committee for Big Dams. Imam added that budget allocated to build the dams this year reaches 7 trillion rupiah. Some of those dams to be built are in Aceh, North Sumatra, South Sumatra, and Central Java provinces. Imam added that the construction of those dams is part of the government's plan to build 65 dams all over Indonesia. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo welcomed by the Governor General of Australia and Australian Prime Minister. President Joko Widodo meets 13 major Australian investors. Members of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the House of Representatives hopes for Hajj quota rise after Saudi Arabia King visit to Indonesia. That was the end of news from Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our weekly news from across the country. The segment will present you to various interesting information throughout the country in a week. The first information comes from Bandung, West Java. The government of Bandung City currently focuses on sanitary revamping and retention lake development as the water park area to overcome flood, which often hit the cities recently. Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil on Tuesday said, for the short term, Bandung regional government focusing on flood mitigation effort on the drainage system. Meanwhile, for the long term, Mayor Ridwan Kamil said, the city government will build retention lake, which is now in an auction period. Ridwan Kamil stated that the lake will have a function to control the river water discharge. The project is scheduled will be finished in August or at least in September next year. The Bandung city government also focuses to clean the garbage along the river flow crossing Bandung city, since one of causes of flood is the water flow that blocked by garbage. Head Division of Road Bridge Design, Public Works Bandung Office Cecep Rizkan admitted that it has allocated budget comes from the provincial assistance in 2016 to the river normalization. The Bandung Regional Government also has budgeted 10 billion rupiah to build Sarimas Retention Lake in Arca Manik near the Cidurian River. Next information comes from Yogyakarta. The Yogyakarta City Government offered assistance to motorized pedicab drivers to make a motorized pedicab prototype design so that it is revealed eligible to use and can meet legality aspect. Head Division of Research and Development, the Regional Development Planning Agency of Yogyakarta, Afrio Sunarno, at the discussion about motorized pedicab in Yogyakarta on Wednesday said that the local government will have to make a motorized pedicab prototype design. The office will cooperate with various parties such as the Transportation and Logistics Study Center, Gajah Mada University, and the police to hold research. The motorized pedicab business people need facility from juridical side so that the three-wheel transportation mode should meet the requirement in accordance with the applicable law. In the facilitation process, Afrio said that all costs for the prototype design producing will be taken by Yogyakarta local government. Still from Yogyakarta, the local government proposed the revision of regional regulation on parking operation, including expanding the parking area from 2 into 3 areas. Head of the Legal Department Legislation Subdivision of Yogyakarta Administration, Syahrudin Alwi Effendi in Yogyakarta Tuesday said that so far there are only 2 parking areas, namely Area 1 and Area 2, and non-commercial and commercial areas. Later, it will propose additional new areas, namely the tourism area. Effendi also said the additional parking area is aimed to accommodate the development in Yogyakarta, as well as to make tariff decision of parking fees in certain areas. That was today's news from across the country.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We begin with an event occurred on February 26, 1921, when the Iran-Soviet Treaty of Friendship was signed. Friendship treaty between Iran and Soviet was signed on February 26, 1921. Moscow announced the imperialism politic that was applied by Russian Tsar would not be continued. Based on that, the Soviet government revoked all previous treaties between Russia and Iran, which were disadvantages for Iran. Nevertheless, several Caucasian regions secured by Russia would not return to Iran. On the other hand, Iran promised not to give permit to use its region for disadvantageous activities toward the Soviet, which was having quarrel against Western countries. We continue with an event occurred on February 26, 1935. Robert Watson Watt demonstrated radar for the first time. Sir Robert Alexander Watson Watt, a Scottish engineer who invented radar. Actually, the radar was developed earlier, yet Watson Watt was the one to produce several working radar systems and succeed turning theory into substantial war weapon. With radar, all moving matter can be observed from distance so that it is used in military for battle as well as in sea and air transport. Meanwhile, on February 26, 1991, Tim Berners-Lee introduced World Wide Web, the first web browser. Sir Timothy John Tim Berners-Lee was the inventor of World Wide Web, as well as the chairman of the World Wide Web Consortium, which manages its development. In 1980, when still being an independent contractor in CERN, Berners-Lee proposed a project based on the concept of hypertext to facilitate information sharing and updating among researchers. On February 26, 1991, he used similar ideas to those underlying the Enquirer system to create the World Wide Web, for which he designed and built the first web browser. His software also functioned as an editor called World Wide Web, running on the NextStep operating system, and the first web server, short for Hypertext Transfer Protocol Daemon. In 1994, Berners-Lee established World Wide Web Consortium at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Well, listener, we end today in history with an event on February 26, 1991. Kuwait was liberated from Iraq. After 1 week controlling Kuwait, finally Iraqi troops withdrew from the country. For 3 days, the United States-led coalition forces launched massive military assault on Iraqi forces, making them leaving Kuwait hastily, leaving their arms and tanks. Soon after that, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein in Baghdad announced the withdrawal of his troops. Finally, at the evening, the capital of Kuwait was fully liberated from Iraq. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is Editor Wood Service Voice of Indonesia with highlights of the week, which today is on narrowing gaps government to release equitable economic policies. Stay tuned. In order to reduce the ratio of the widening economic gap, the government will soon issue a equitable economic policy which involves three things. According to the Cabinet Secretariat website, there are the agrarian reform and the redistribution of assets, granting access to capital and vocational training. President Joko Widodo, in a speech at the inauguration of Hanura Party Central Executive Board in Bogor, West Java on Wednesday, said that the government agrarian reform will divide the land that is not productive to the people. It will be in the form of small concession, cooperatives, and traditional indigenous lands, so that the state assets are evenly distributed and become a property right for the people to be able to access capital. After asset redistribution and agrarian reform, the government will enter into capital access. Furthermore, the government will work on issues related to human resource development, such as vocational training and vocational schools. The president believes that if all parties are consistent, then 100 years after independence in 2045, when Indonesia's population is approximately 309 million, the gross domestic product will reach $9.1 trillion, or 10 times the current figure. At that time, Indonesia will enter a golden century, as Indonesia will become the fifth largest economy in the world, with per capita income about $29,000. To achieve it, Indonesia's economic growth must be above 5%. President Joko Widodo claimed that Indonesia's current economic growth is much better than large countries. With the economic growth of 5.02%, Indonesia has entered the top three in the world. President further said that the government is determined to continue to carry out development in rural areas, villages, and border areas. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo also reminded on development made at the border in Antikong, West Kalimantan. The president also emphasized that the improvement of the airports, construction of routes, Trans-Kalimantan, Trans-Papua,
toll route in Lampung heading to Aceh continue to be done so that the Indonesia economy is getting better and people are increasingly prosperous. That was highlight of the week.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. Starting the official agenda of his state visit in Australia today, Sunday, February the 26th, President Joko Widodo, along with Lady Irina Joko Widodo in Sydney, were officially welcomed by Governor General of Australia, Sir Peter Cosgrove, along with Lady Cosgrove. President Joko Widodo had a business meeting on Saturday with 13 major Australian investors during his state visit to Australia. Member of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the House of Representatives Sukamta hopes that Indonesia will receive more Hajj quotas after the visit of Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud next month. The representatives of Indonesian Embassy to Malaysia met Siti Aisyah, an Indonesian woman suspected of murdering North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother Kim Jong-nam, at Cyberjaya Police Office in Kuala Lumpur on Saturday. The Indonesian government has realized that investment in the tourism industry is the means of stimulating growth over the long term and enabling the poor to share the economic gains. Public Works and Housing Ministry is planning to build 30 new dams this year. That was the end of news in brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder. Hello there, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a special segment over Voice of Indonesia introducing Indonesian tourism, including place of interest, art and culture, also traditional Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will take you to Banyan Hill in Trenggalek, East Java Province. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Trenggalek, which is located approximately 200 kilometers from Surabaya, does have complete tourist attraction, from the beach to the natural mountain cave. One of the must-see tourist spots is Banyan Hill in Widoro Village, Gandusari, Trenggalek. It lies at an altitude of 1,175 meters and offers the amazing views of the sunrise and sunset. From Banyan Hill region, you can enjoy the beauty of nature at four different times of the day. Starting at sunrise, it's like a land surrounded by the clouds. After sunsets, it becomes a starry land, for you can see 100 stars in the sky. When the sun begins to appear at around 5:30 p.m., the land in the clouds can be enjoyed starting at 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. With the expanse of clouds that blanketed the area, the hill scenery is really exotic either in the morning or in the afternoon. To enjoy the beauty of the sunrise, of course, it requires nice weather. Sunrise in Banyan Hill looks so beautiful. The sun will appear in between the mountains and the hills on the eastern side of Trenggalek. After enjoying the sunrise, you will be treated to the beauty of the clouds blanketing residential areas and hills. The thickness of the cloud depends on weather conditions. If there is rain in the night or in the evening, there will be fog or thick cloud, exactly like you are in the land above the clouds. But if the weather is clear in the evening, then thin mist will appear normally. Anyhow, the scenery is always beautiful in Banyan Hill. Many visitors take advantage of the charm of Banyan Hill, the land above the clouds, to take pictures. In addition, you can also add pleasure to Banyan atmosphere on the hill by ordering a variety of hot drinks in stalls around the peak of Banyan Hill. If you think that the charm of the hill in the morning is not enough, you can also enjoy the beauty of the sunset here at around 5:30 p.m. Then at night, you can still enjoy the beauty of nature, namely the glitter of millions of lights that in the settlements which look like stars. To get to Bukit Banyan or Banyan Hill, you will need to go through a distance of approximately 13 kilometers south of downtown Trenggalek, which can be reached by motorcycle or cars. But you have to be careful because the road is made of casted cement, which is often pretty steep. To get to Banyan Hill, you do not have to spend the night there. You can just set up a tent on this Banyan Hill. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Banyan Hill in Trenggalek, East Java. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of Area Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Alika, on Miscellany. Today's edition, we will inform you about French chocolate producer uses raw material from Bali. Indonesia is one of the world's biggest cocoa producers. It ranks the third after Ivory Coast and Ghana. Cocoa plantations spread at a number of Indonesia's regions. However, the well-known cocoa is from Banyuwangi, Pidijaya Aceh, and Jembrana, Bali. The latter has attracted chocolate experts from France. Jeremy Guev, Business Development Manager, Singapore, Indonesia Chocolatery Valrhona, a few months ago in Jakarta, said that cocoa from Jembrana, Bali has high quality. Balinese chocolate has fruity taste with light sweet just like honey. This kind of chocolate is widely produced into dessert and chocolate bar. Jembrana chocolate from Bali has been chosen as the raw material in producing premium chocolate by a chocolate producer in France, Valrhona. It is said that every region has different cocoa tastes because it depends on the soil and the plants that surrounded the cocoa. Guet explained that a cocoa tree that grows near spice tree will produce different tastes. Besides, the weather also affects the quality of cocoa seed. Therefore, Guyot revealed that the trees that produce cocoa with good taste needs to be preserved by choosing suitable location and weather for the planting. Guyot has observed cocoa seeds at the several regions in Indonesia, such as in Java and Sulawesi. However, most of cocoa seeds they are produced massively and only for low middle class. This massive production needs to be reduced for preserving the quality. Well, listener, that was Miss Leni for today's edition. See you again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Pavel Ivanov in Russia. He listened to our broadcast in English program through frequency of 9525 kilohertz on January 20, 2017 at 19:37. Hours to 1959 hours UTC, and the simple was 34232. Hello, Mr. Pavel Ivanov. Thank you for your email with your detailed reception report. Based on your reception report, we know that you can hear our radio clearly. As information, in the short time, Voice of Indonesia will hold international quiz. You can participate in the quiz, so keep listening to our broadcast and don't miss the quiz. Well, Mr. Pavel Ivanov, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tergoda aku untuk berpikir diriku lemah tanpamu.
listener, now we will replay an email from Ali Samru in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program at 9:30 a.m. Pakistan local time. In his email, Mr. Ali Samro said that he really enjoyed getting some interesting information. At the time, he was listening to our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring nasi kuning, or in English means yellow rice. Hello, Mr. Ali Samro. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are very surprised because you can explain nasi kuning quite well. Wow, it's very amazing. Hopefully someday you can visit Indonesia and taste nasi kuning by yourself. Well, Mr. Ali Samro, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song. You are still listening to a listener's mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Alex Koroba in Germany. We received his email through Voice of Indonesia Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Alex Koroba said that he has sent a mail to Voice of Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Alex Koroba, thank you for your letter. Yes, we received your letter some time ago, and we have replied your letter. In our replying letter, we enclose our KSL card. So please be patient to wait for it And well, Mr. Alex Korobak keeps listening to our broadcast, and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Terbaik yang selalu ku dengar, aku tahu kini takkan mudah tuk bisa terus bersamamu, karena malam ini saat yang terindah bagi hidupku. Oh Tuhan, jangan hilangkan dia dari hidupku selamanya. Oh, sungguh ku tak ingin hatiku jadi milik yang lain. Ku bersumpah kau sosok yang
listener, I think we have come to the end of listener's mailbag. Please don't hesitate to send us your letter to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Also send us email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com. And listeners, you can also send your suggestion and your reception report through our social medias in Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. And our Twitter, VOI Indonesia, VOI Indonesia. Don't forget to comment our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia, and visit our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. Thank you, listener, for listening, Voice of Indonesia, and we will meet you again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Goodbye.
Good vibrations, take a dip into the unknown. 'Cause I've been saving all my love and baby for you and me alone. You and me gon' have it. You and me gon' have it, yeah. You and me gon' have it. It's you and me. Don't wanna hear you say that you love me. Let your body speak. Don't wanna hear you. Show me you want me. Let your body speak. Body speak. Body speak.
Oh, I like your freestyle. Just pull me real close, yeah. You know what I need. Got me falling all night long. I'm losing control, yeah. You do that to me.
Yeah, yeah. You do that to me. Don't wanna hear you say that you love me. Let your body speak. Body speak. Don't wanna hear you show me you want me. Let your body.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Pasti.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.